Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners a hearty congratulations on this most auspicious and grand day, because as you know, today is the birthday of the 8th Imam of the family of the Prophet, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. You know, it has been narrated from Imam Musa al-Qadhim alayhi salam that he appointed his son Ali as his executor of his will, meaning Imam Ridha, and wrote this in a letter to him, which 60 of Medina's renowned men bore witness to. And regarding his virtues, the virtues of Imam Ridha alayhi salam, a person named Harawi narrates that I went to the door of the place in Sarkhas, where Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam was being held captive in chains. I sought permission from the jailer to visit him, and he said, "There is no way that you will be able to see him." I asked why. "Because," he replied, "he sometimes offers 1,000 prayers in the space of one day and night. He stops praying for a while at daybreak, before noon and before sunset. During these times, he sits on his prayer mat and converses intimately with his Lord. I said to him, "Then request him to grant me permission during these times." So he asked permission for me to visit. I entered and he was sitting on his prayer mat meditating. Indicates the intensity of the worship and ibadat of Imam Ridha alayhi salam. A person named Ibrahim ibn al-Abbas narrates, "I have never seen Abul Hasan al-Ridha hurt anybody with something he said, nor have I ever seen him interrupt anyone until he had finished, nor refuse to do someone a favor that he was able to do. Nor did he ever stretch his legs before anyone sitting with him, nor lean against something while his companion did not. Nor did he ever insult any of his servants or workers. And," this person says, "I have never seen him spit," and he spit on the ground or spit, "or burst into laughter." Right? It's interesting to know that. And this is also been mentioned in the hadith that bursting into laughter, or what we call in Arabic qahqaha, this is one of the effects of Satan. In any case, in continuation, this person says, "Rather, his laughter was just a smile." Right? This is actually characteristic also of the Prophet. It's been narrated that the Prophet, when he laughed, he would just smile. Then this person says, "When he was ready to eat and the table had been laid, he seated with him at the table all his servants. He would eat with his servants, including the doorman and the table boy." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues and characteristics of Imam Ridha alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد